T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we've got some comments coming in on the green energy. This one says, love the people who want it, but waiting in a gasoline line for 3 to 5 hours demanding gasoline, carbon energy to fill their cars and generators. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're waiting to get a conversation in with Kirk Lapine. I think Kirk is joining us now. Kirk Lapine, the Plaquemines Parish president. Kirk, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Don. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you got to be feeling better. A lot of progress being made down in Plaquemines. You know, still some problems around the Myrtle Grove area, but I heard from Mitch Jurisich at Delta Marina. He's going to be pretty much fully open for business by midweek, even have live bait back in there. A lot of power restored. What are you down to, about only 5% without power in Plaquemines now?
Right now, the areas that is not energized is on the east bank, my Braithwaite Park. Area is not energized. I still have some work to do on some of those houses. On the east bank, from Alliance to Point Lahash, West Point Lahash, those still are not energized. And last night I got a confirmed report that we energized to Venice and some of Tidewater Road. But some are not all the way energized. Some feeds are still need to be active, but we're getting better, a little better each day. And I'm getting ready to get on a call with Energy after this conversation and try to get another update.
Kirk, we were talking about the causes of power outages and, of course, trees being the number one culprit in that. What is the cause for the power going out in Plaquemines? Do you have a problem with trees falling on the lines, or was it something else?
Well, we do. And, you know, Don, as you know, our parish is diverse. So we're 65 miles east and west, and feed comes in different areas. On the southern end of the parish, it comes through the marsh. On my east bank, in the lower part of my east bank, it comes in from the west bank. And then some of it comes in from Poydras. You know, I've been learning all these with energy that different feeds come from different areas. So just because infrastructure, people see that infrastructure is not damaged, you know, and saying, well, why not my power? No poles are down. But there could be different feeds that upset that transmission line. So I'm learning as we go, and I'm learning that it takes a lot to run Plaquemines Parish, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, the feed could be damaged by the tree, and even though the poles and the lines look in great shape all the way down Highway 23, there's no energy to them because somewhere there where they get fed, it's down. That makes sense. Kirk,
absolutely.
What can you tell me about the livestock situation? I think that might have been overlooked a little bit. There's a lot of cattle and horses that are kept downriver down there. Did they fare out okay?
Not really. We've lost, speaking to some of the cattle ranches, we've lost just them, about 150 cattle out of about 500. And that's sad. It's a sad situation. And look, we're trying to pump that water out as fast as we can. They're corralling those cattle and trying to get them to higher ground. Some are even being moved maybe to the Diamond area, our Diamond Park. I mean, we're just trying to figure out how to facilitate something. It's a sad sight. It's a sad reality. You know, one cow was in a tree after the storm, and it just shows you the intensity of the storm, and there's nowhere really for them to go for dry ground.
Now, was that mainly on the east side or west side or both?
Mostly on the west side. The east side didn't – the water came in by White Ditch and Phoenix and moved back out. But our west side suffered a tremendous blow. A lot of those cattle ranches are still trying to, wrangle up cattle.
I guess you had to be pretty much satisfied with the lower end levees. Now, you had a problem there with Myrtle Grove, but the levees downriver really held well.
Well, we saw where the levees were built with the core on those back levees. They were built to about 12, 13 feet, and they were pretty successful. Of course, our trouble spot between Myrtle Grove and Alliance, where the levee's 3 to 6 foot, is where probably most of that tidal surge came in and just moved south and north. My southern end was protected very well. My east bank was protected very well, but we still have some of those troubled areas. And until the Corps finishes those alignments, we will continue to have that. But it was a big storm surge. I've never seen water like that before. So we're still pumping water out.
And what can you tell us about the lower Venice area? Marina there suffered a lot of damage, Cypress Cove and Venice Marinas.
I did get on Venice Marina, and I did get in Cypress Cove. I spoke with Renee Cross yesterday, and I spoke with Mike and Bill Butler the other day. They do have some problems with the dock. They do have some problems with some sunk boats in the harbor or in their marina. So they're up and they're not up and running yet. When I was speaking with Renee Cross yesterday, that he's still trying to get some of his refrigeration stuff running. Fixed, so when the energy powers up, they'll be ready to go. But Mike and Bill have suffered some stuff too, so it's going to be a little bit of a process to get those marinas back up and running.
Well, Kirk, we talked Friday. You know, this weekend past was the opening of the teal season. A lot of people hunt teal down near the mouth of the river, both sides of the parish, both sides of the river. Offshore fishing, inshore fishing, it's a true sportsman's paradise. Has the curfew been lifted, and what can you tell people about the availability to come down? A lot of people have had no damage or back to normal, and they want to come and resume their fishing and hunting down in Plaquemines. What's the message to them?
Well, the message is we want to see you. We want to see you. But right now, I've lifted the mandatory evacuation from Diamond Road to Fort Jackson. I've kept Fort Jackson to the end of the road and that mandatory evacuation because those people still don't have power. And there's some damage to those marinas. So, look, we wanted to get back. We want those fishermen. We want those duck hunters to come back. But there's a lot of issues with our bayous and stuff with debris floating in with moss grass. So, also, if you do come back, we want you to be safe, and we want those waters to be safe. Right now, I would say we'd like to do limited access until we can get back up or be fully operational. We know that people want an outlet to go hunting or fishing just to get away from this madness. I understand that, but let's make sure it's safe for everyone so we can get everybody out there.
In the upper reaches of the parish, Belchase area, how is that faring out?
I think we're doing fairly well. Today we started back to work. All of our employees came back to work, not the ones who were hitting the devastated area. But so we're trying to get running as business as normal and get back. The schools start tomorrow in Belchase area, so the kids will be getting back to a sense of normalcy. So we'll continue to keep pushing. And look, I won't be satisfied till all my folks have power, water, and they're back home. So that's what we'll keep fighting and pushing for.
And for folks that have evacuated and are looking for the timing on when to return, when things are right in their area, what's the best way to find out in Plaquemines?
I think it's really keep in touch with us. We worked with the Ironton folks. We're trying to get them able to see their property, view it, and then, if there's anything they need to take or try to get some cherished possessions, we encourage that. Myrtle Grove, we're still trying to access it. Audubon Road, we did try to clean up some of it yesterday. The storm is kind of hindering us now with the southeast winds that's going to push more tidal water in. We just continue to use Wilkinson and Point Celeste pump station, even Jefferson Lake, and try to pump most of this water out. Once we do, we want to try to get a clear path so people can evaluate their homes and get to them and see what they need to do to start rebuilding.
you've got a diverse and very difficult parish to manage, especially during these times of storms that come in like that, and you guys are doing a great job. Kirk, thanks for being with us. Anytime you need to get some info out to the community, let us know. We'll be glad to help you with it.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. Kirk Lapine, he is the Plaquemines Parish President.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.